Triple M, seriously good stories.
13 27 10, tell us a seriously good story from any moment in your life and we'll hook you up with $100 cash. Thank you, Barista Brothers.
A seriously good story needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee.
Damn
and
straight.
One man who just seems to have a lot of good stories in the bank, particularly when it comes to nudity. Young Simo.
From the
Young Sim.
Good the morning. BT. How morning. Are you, Simo? Morning.
I am fine and dandy on this Game of Thrones morning.
Oh, you too, huh?
I know.
Yes, you too. Please, me and everybody.
So excited, but have a meeting tonight.
No. I've got touch, but I said we've got a dilemma.
What's with that?
No touch.
Well, wrong night. Should have been postponed.
Yes, I do.
Please don't tell me that's your seriously good story.
No, seriously good story.
It involves nudity. Even
I just want to know, do I get the $100?
No.
Oh, not even a coffee?
You're the, what we call, example guinea pig.
Oh, okay.
For the moment.
Well, let me tell my story anyway. It was about the so good glory days of South Sydney.
Glory.
I was warming up to play a game in even Perth, actually, against Melbourne Storm.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was the 18th man. The 18th man doesn't actually get to play. They warm up. And if someone gets hurt, then they play. So I
but
really
you still have to kit up.
Oh yeah, yeah, kit up. You're fully kit up. You go out there. You train like you're going to play.
Yeah.
You go out there. literally, no one gets injured. So you're like, I want to watch this game. Melbourne Storm.
Yeah,
a few of my favourite players are in there. So I run back into the sheds as quick as I can. Jump in the showers, you know, and in the showers, you're obviously nude around the boys.
Yeah,
should be.
And so the boys come back in. The little red light goes on the Channel 9 camera. I didn't see it. Straight out of the showers, and you know how Bigfoot walks past on one of those videos. Well, that was literally me, but nude.
Oh,
and
no.
I had the towel over my shoulder.
Slightly more hair than Bigfoot, though.
A little bit.
A lot.
Except in the places needed. So, anyway.
Wow, did they zoom in?
By the end of the night, they didn't have to, I don't think. By the end of the night, my mother had a phone call from Channel 9 saying, sorry for putting your son nude on air. Meanwhile, I'm like, hey, listen, can I get flowers or something? I don't mind being naked.
You're like,
I've seen it all before. Boring.
So, essentially, you became the red light special. That's what you're saying.
Literally.
Red light district, Simo.
Didn't even make any money out of it.
Crowd loves it. Crew loves it. All the viewers on Channel 9 that particular day, probably not so much.
They thought Mr. Squiggle was back on air.
And it was upside down, Miss Jane.
Triple M, seriously good stories.
Yeah, we just found out about B-team Asimo's brush with nudity. I don't think he set the benchmark, but we've
Even get a thank you for his efforts, did he?
No.
He's a bit bitter about that.
Yeah, we gave him a thumbs up. That was all good. It was just a vocal sort of, hey, well done, thumbs up, yes.
Yeah, good. So let's hear your seriously good story.
Triple M, who's this?
Stephen.
Stephen, seriously good story for us, mate. Let's have a chat. What happened?
Mate, this is about 2 months ago. My wife got up Sunday morning and grandchild stayed over Saturday night and said, oh, we need some milk. Can you run down? I just got out of bed and have my boxes on. So I woke the singlet on. Off I went down to get some milk. While I'm on the way there, she runs up to the car and gets some bacon, eggs, and whatever. So I went into the shop there, didn't take a bag with me, a plastic bag, bought all this stuff, and they didn't have any bags there, so I just tried to jungle it all in hand and carry it out. As I'm carrying out, this girl's walking in front of me and walking towards me, and she keeps looking down and like blinking her head and looking down. And I couldn't work out what's going on, looking down, and then she came up to me and she says, I don't know if you want a hand, but your old fella's hanging out the front of you.
Oh, no! I can't believe she even came and spoke to you about it.
Yeah, she pulled up and she said, I don't know if you want a hand or you want to tuck it in or something, but the old fella's hanging out the front of the boxes. And as she said that, I'm thinking, yeah, it is a bit cold down there.
It's a bit of chilly willy.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. And she was just going down for some tucker.
What kind of tucker?
And you failed to tucker.
Very much so. And I got home and told my wife, and there was a joke for about a week on me. But next time when you go shopping, make sure you got all your gear. Give me a plastic bag.
Keep everything in place, mate.
That's what I call keeping your eye on the prize, champion. Well done. $100 from Barista Brothers coming your way for your chat. Seriously good story.
Thanks, mate.
Banksy and Pinky
for breakfast.